This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Every year we go up to Tallahassee to lobby legislators to protect and defend every innocent human life. And we are going to be going up this in just a few weeks, actually on the 22nd and 23rd. And we want to encourage you to pray for us and to pray for the legislators that God would open their hearts. You see, we go to Republicans. We go to meet with Democrats. We go to meet with independents. We will meet with any legislator that will meet with us. And we are encouraging them to protect and defend every innocent human life. If you do want to support this work by prayer, we encourage you to join us in prayer. If you want to join us in going with us, go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, and send us a note to let us know that you want to join us. If you want to donate to help us with this effort, you can also go to covenanttabernacle.com and contact us, and we'll let you know how you can donate. But we want to just go over today the biblical legislative guidelines for pro-life, applying the Bible to legislation. So we have an organization that we work with in addition to the church, and this really is an outgrowth of the church, but it's called Personhood Florida. It is an organization that's working to protect every innocent human life. And what do we mean by every innocent human life? We're talking about every human being from the very beginning that is in the womb, and in most cases, although scientists are now creating humans outside of the womb, all the way until natural death. And we are working to protect human life, also not only in the womb, but also those that are created in laboratories where doctors are mixing human and animal genes, actually, and have even created glow-in-the-dark embryos that they destroy a few days later. We're working to protect the disabled. You know that 90% of all children that are diagnosed in the womb with Down syndrome are killed by abortion. That should never be. We should never discriminate against human beings because they have a disability. And by the way, 10% of those tests return a false positive, which means that some of those children that have been killed because they were thought to have had Down syndrome didn't even have Down syndrome. We're also working to protect senior citizens, and we should never hasten, and doctors should never hasten death by starvation, dehydration, and or over medication. So we do have a constitutional amendment that we're working on and proposing, and we want to encourage you to sign. If you haven't done so yet, you can go to personhoodflorida.com, personhoodfl.com. You can click on the link to download the petition. It says get petition. Click on that link, download the petition, print it out, sign it, mail it in, and let your voice be heard. This would add preborn human beings to the Declaration of Rights of the Florida Constitution. The Florida Constitution already gives the right to life to every innocent human being. So we also have a proposed Personhood Act, which states basically the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. We are looking for legislators who have the courage to sponsor this act in the House and in the Senate. When we are looking at applying biblical principles to pro-life legislation, we're looking at some basic fundamental principles from the Bible. And we're going to look at these from the Bible and show that God requires protection of innocent human life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
And hey, we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues. And of course, we're here to answer your computer and technical questions, your cybersecurity questions as well. So any computer related questions that you have or technology related questions you have, we're here and we're ready to answer those. And you can give us a call at the studio here, 772-340-1590, and we can actually answer those. Also, we did want to let you know that in addition to answering your questions and going over cybersecurity threats and, you know, the latest threats that people are facing and some of those issues, we will be talking today about how to watch NFL playoff games this weekend. And this is pretty big.
one of the things that's happening this weekend for the first time ever, and you know, you probably could have seen this coming if you've been paying attention over the last few years and listening to some of the sportscasters and some of the people talking. But this is the first time ever that an NFL playoff game will be available exclusively on a streaming package, which means that you will not be able to watch this game. That is the Chiefs game against the Dolphins, where I think it's supposed to be like negative 6 degrees or 5 degrees or something like that. Way too cold for me, if you ask me. You know, that is cold, cold, cold. And it will be interesting to see how that game goes, how both teams perform, especially how the Dolphins, which are used to our weather here in sunny South Florida, they're even further south than we are, where the weather is normally even warmer than it is here. So that will be interesting, but you will not be able to see the game on a cable TV subscription. You will not be able to see the game on a streaming subscription unless it is the network that's actually broadcasting the game. And so we'll be going over that. This is actually going to be streamed exclusively on Peacock. And so now this is interesting because to watch the game, well, there are really a few ways that you can watch the game without Peacock. The one way that you can watch the game without Peacock is if you subscribe to NFL Plus Premium, you could watch the game after the fact. So after the game is over, you can watch the game. And I've talked about that. I subscribe to NFL Plus Premium. And for the season, it's like about $100 a year or $15 a month. And you actually get it for the entire year. You can watch all the games that you want. You actually can listen to the games live. You get the live radio feed from either team. And I believe you can actually even stream the games on a mobile device live. But after the game, you can watch the game in its entirety. Typically, what they have is they have three different formats available. They have the full game, and the full game is typically available right after the game. You used to have to wait until the next morning or maybe a little bit after midnight on the night that the game was, unless it was a Monday night game, and then you had to wait like an extra 24 hours. But now you can watch the game right after the game is over. However, if you watch it right after the game's over, I found this out last week when I watched the Steelers game right after the game was over. It had all the commercials, and I had to fast forward through the commercials, and that made it a little bit trickier to watch the game. If you wait maybe an hour or two or three, you get it without the commercials. And also, if you wait maybe three or four hours, maybe 2 hours, I don't remember the exact time, but they have that condensed version of the game. The condensed version of the game is really quick. They go from the beginning of the first play to the end of the first play. And then they cut to the beginning of the second play. You miss, if someone gets injured, you don't know about it. If there's a penalty, you really don't know about it all the way. There's certain things that you don't know about, and they don't tell you, hey, this is the start of the second half, this is the end of the first half. They don't tell you any of that. You have to really pay attention. It takes about 45 minutes to watch a game, but boy, you have to watch every second of it to figure out what's going on, because there's some things, like I said, that you're not going to be able to see if you watch the condensed game. They also have the coaches film, like all 32 camera angles, and I don't have enough time to watch a football game 32 times. I'm not sure exactly how they do that. I'm sure maybe people don't watch the whole game that many times, but you could, if you really want to get into, the video like the coaches do, you could get into it that way. You also could subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket. Now that's more expensive also, but the NFL Sunday Ticket would allow you to watch the games live, as opposed to after the fact. And then what you're going to be looking for is Peacock. Now, Peacock is a subscription service, and with Peacock, what you get with Peacock is you get NBC. So everything that's on NBC, you get. And of course, Peacock, the company that owns Peacock, is hoping that you will actually like it and continue your subscription if you subscribe to watch this game. They also are hoping that if you subscribe with the intention of unsubscribing after your month is over, well, they're hoping that you'll actually forget, or that the $6 fee is not going to be so much that you're really going to worry about it, and you'll just continue to pay. That is one way that you can watch that game. So we'll go over how you can watch each of these games today on this show. And of course, you know, we have some of our clients that subscribe to Peacock for other content. They don't care about football. Maybe they do care about football, but maybe they want to watch another show that's on that station, and they want to be able to watch it all the time. Some people are into soap operas. Some people are into other shows, and you can get that content on Peacock. And of course, Peacock is hoping that you'll subscribe, that you'll like what you see, in addition to the game, and that you'll stay on, or that you won't go ahead and cancel. So that again is the Peacock channel, or the Peacock streaming network. And with Peacock, again, you're going to get everything that's on NBC. And actually, another game is on NBC, and that is the Browns versus the Texans. And so really, both of the games today you could watch if you subscribed to Peacock. You also, there also are other games that are on. And so some of these other games, you have the Philadelphia Buccaneers game Monday night. That's going to be on ESPN. So to watch that, you could watch that with a cable subscription. You could watch that also with a Disney Plus or ESPN Plus subscription. And there are various streaming platforms that do that are designed to kind of mimic or replace cable TV that you can watch that game on. You also, by the way, on the NBC game that is today, this afternoon, you could watch that with a digital antenna, although you will have to get a better quality digital antenna. Many of the people in our listening area will not be able to readily pick this up with just one of those cheap antennas that you stick on your wall. Most people, if you want to watch this, you will have to have an antenna that is outside your house on a pole, and you would be able to angle it directly toward the station. And so we'll go over the other games and how you can watch those coming up after this break.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic, as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show, or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
To answer your computer and technical questions and help you resolve those computer and technical questions as well. And in addition to that, and going over the latest cybersecurity threats that you might be facing today, one of the things that we are talking about is how you can watch NFL playoff games this weekend. Because for the first time ever, one of those games will only be on a single streaming platform that you may not already subscribe to. So if you're a Dolphins fan, if you're a Chiefs fan, and you want to watch that game, you will need to subscribe to Peacock, and or you will need to subscribe to NFL Plus Premium, or you will need to subscribe to the NFL Sunday Ticket. The good thing is you can subscribe to the NFL Sunday Ticket and or the NFL Plus Premium for much less than you could have subscribed at the earlier part of the season. And you could even do a one-month subscription to the NFL Plus Premium for about $15. And, of course, you could subscribe to Peacock for that, you know, their subscription, which I believe is $6. So it's not a lot of money. And again, they're hoping that you'll subscribe and that you'll get in. And they're actually going real big with streaming this week. You see many of the games, actually three of the games that are played are either exclusively the Dolphins Chiefs game is exclusively on Peacock, but also the Cleveland Houston game. And then in addition to that, the Los Angeles Lions game, those are on NBC, which will also be streamed to Peacock. So you can watch those games there on Peacock. And some of the things that some of the ways that you can watch NFL games, if you get a digital antenna, you can get CBS, Fox, NBC. You can also get ABC. Some of the ESPN games are also streamed over to ABC. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them have been. And you can get those stations with a digital antenna. And it's real easy for most of those that are listening on the radio. It's real easy for most of you to get Fox with a digital antenna. You can even have one inside your house. You can have one that's attached to the wall. The station is close to a lot of people in the radio listening area. Of course, if you're streaming, you're streaming this show, you'll have to listen. You'll have to look at your area. The other stations are more difficult to get. NBC, ABC, CBS, they're more difficult to get. They're further away. Maybe it's a weaker tower. I don't know exactly, probably further away. But you will most likely have to get an antenna that is outside on a pole to be able to watch those games. You will not be able to watch ESPN on an antenna. That's one way. Now, if you have Sling is a streaming service that is competing with cable TV. Sling does not offer CBS, but they do offer Fox, NBC, and ESPN. Hulu plus Live TV, which is a Disney company, offers CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, all of the above, as does YouTube TV, Fubo TV. Those offer all of them. You also have Paramount Plus, which offers all of the CBS games. I have a brother-in-law who's a big Dolphins fan, and he subscribes to Paramount Plus because a lot of the Dolphins games are on CBS, and he's able to watch those. He doesn't have cable TV. He subscribes to Paramount Plus. Of course, I would imagine that he's probably going to be a subscriber to Peacock now as well, at least for today, because he wants to watch this game. So that gets you the NBC games, the Peacock does. Amazon doesn't get you any of the channels that are mentioned, but Thursday Night Football, except for that first game, is on Amazon Prime. And that first game is also on Amazon Prime, but the first Thursday Night Football game is also on, I believe it's NBC, that has that first Thursday night game, or at least they did this last year. And then you have the NFL Plus and NFL Plus Premium. Now, I mentioned the NFL Plus Premium. You can actually watch the games live if they're local on NFL Plus, and that's less expensive than NFL Plus Premium. But you can't watch the full game after the fact is over, and you also can't watch out-of-market games. And with NFL Plus Premium, you're watching out-of-market games after they are aired on television. So those are some of the ways that you can watch games. Now, if you go out and search, you will find that there are some other streaming services that are located in other countries, and there are some ways, if you used a VPN and tried to trick them into thinking that you're located in that country, you probably could subscribe that way. And but, you know, that's questionable on whether it's legal. It definitely, those broadcasts that are in other countries, the advertising that's there is for other countries, and obviously wouldn't be applicable to you at all. And so that's one of the ways that the service is paid for. You also do have on all of these services, you have various levels of payment on many of these services. Some of the services you pay a certain amount of money for, and they give you you can watch the games with commercials, and then you can pay more and watch the games without commercials. However, if you're watching the games live, you're always going to have commercials. You know, the thing is, what else would you do during that time? You're just going to have nothing. I mean, sometimes when you are watching, when we're watching YouTube TV, sometimes maybe their commercial doesn't quite line up with the network, and you get like maybe 5 seconds or 10 seconds of some scene that they call Zen. They say, "And sit back, sit tight, and enjoy the Zen." And they'll have like maybe a video of a field with birds or something, or some sort of animal in a field that you can see, or, you know, a lake or something like that. But that'll only be like for 5 or 10 seconds, and then you come right back to the live feed. So these are some of the options that you can get to watch the games. Of course, NFL Plus Premium, you can watch all of them. However, and really you could even watch them live, but only on a mobile device. And from what I have seen, I haven't actually tried it. By the way, NFL on their website still advertises that you can watch free games, free local games on the NFL app. However, sites that I've seen say that you do have to subscribe and you do have to actually pay money to do that, but their site still does say that you can watch it for free. I may just try installing the app on my phone or a tablet and see if I can actually watch the games for free. I do have a subscription, so I'll have to make sure that I'm not logged in to take advantage of that, to make sure that it would be what everyone would see. But that would, again, only be for the local games. This game that's going to be with the Dolphins and the Chiefs, that's going to be streamed with Peacock, that will only be available on Peacock. And, of course, NFL Plus, NFL Plus Premium, and the NFL Sunday Ticket as well. So those are some of the ways that you can watch the games. Again, Peacock going in big. NBC going in big, where you can watch three of the games with Peacock, and of course subscribe for $6 or, you know, whatever a month, and you know, and then you'll be able to watch other things that are on that, or you can cancel after you're over. Now, one of the things too that some people do, some people will subscribe to some of these services, like we have mentioned. Many of the services like Sling TV and YouTube TV and also Hulu Plus Live TV. One that I didn't mention that is out there is AT&T has a streaming package. It used to be called at one point DirecTV Now, and then they changed it to AT&T TV Now, and then they might have changed it back to DirecTV. My parents used to subscribe to that, but that would give you all of the major channels. Of course, this one game that's streamed exclusively on Peacock, you would have to actually get that right from Peacock. That's the only way you can see that again, or NFL Sunday Ticket, or the NFL Plus or NFL Plus Premium would be ways that you can watch that as well. But lots of ways that you can watch it. I know many of these services, again, do have free trials. I do have some friends that have signed up for free trials just to watch, let's say, the World Series or the Super Bowl, and then they have to, you know, they cancel it afterward, or if you don't cancel, you're going to be a paying subscriber, and maybe, you know, maybe you get in there and you say, hey, this isn't too bad, it's not too expensive, maybe I want to watch this, and of course, that's what they're hoping that you'll do as well. And Peacock, as for the fees on Peacock, you're looking at $5.99 a month for ad-supported viewing and $11.99 a month for ad-free streaming. But again, if you're watching the games live, you are going to see the ads. So, but you get with that, you get local. Let me see, that is Peacock, but Paramount is the game that will be exclusively on Paramount. And what you get with that, well, let me see. You know what, I think the page, it is Peacock that has the exclusive game, and you get local games with Peacock. You're going to get local games that are on NBC, and so that's how you would do that. The page I was looking at has a typo on it, but that's what you would do. And again, there is the Paramount app where you get CBS. And those are some options that you have to watch this game. Now, one of the things that we will be talking about in addition to watching the game, but by the way, on some of our previous broadcasts, you know, over the last few years, we have actually shown and demonstrated some of the different channels you can get with a satellite. We also have demonstrated and shown how to set up a Roku device on your smart TV, if your smart TV is a Roku TV, or if not, how to actually purchase a Roku device and connect it to your HDMI, to one of the HDMI ports, and that way you can actually watch television on that Roku device. We also have demonstrated how to set up a Amazon Fire Stick, which is another way you can watch some of this content. And so you can actually scroll through our past shows on either YouTube or Facebook, and you can watch all of that content and see how to do that. Of course, in addition, we do answer cybersecurity questions. We answer your computer questions. And of course, we're here to answer your questions today and cover cybersecurity issues and updates. One of the things that we will be talking about in the next segment is password security. And in particular, and on that topic of password security, is a topic that one of the major email providers that's out there in our local area, a lot of people in the Florida market actually have email addresses with this provider. That provider recently experienced a cyber breach and is recommending that all of their users change their email addresses, but their password to their email addresses. And so we'll be covering that, and also we'll be covering how you can actually determine whether your email address has been compromised on the dark web, how you can actually protect yourself.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your questions. 772 772- 340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Back ready to answer your computer and technical questions, your cybersecurity questions as well. And we're going to be talking about and alerting you to a breach that actually happened at a major email provider, and many people in our listing area have Comcast or Xfinity service. And they actually did experience a breach, and this breach happened October 16th through the 19th. It was related to a vulnerability in software from the cloud computing company Citrix. And this particular breach or this particular Citrix vulnerability was announced in October. It was dubbed Citrix Bleed. It has been linked to hacking attacks targeting the Industrial Bank of China's New York arm and a Beijing's subsidiary, among others. And this really just highlights the importance of businesses making sure, as much as you can make sure, and choosing your vendors wisely, and realizing that if when you're choosing a vendor to provide services, if that vendor has a compromise, or if that vendor has a vulnerability that could actually allow hackers into your system. And you know, this is particularly important for business, customers, for medical offices, doctor's offices, dental offices, attorneys, accountants, you name it, any office, nonprofits, churches, ministries. It's important to protect your data. And also, it's important to realize that it's important to have multiple layers of protection. In the past, having an antivirus was considered good protection. It's not enough anymore. And so, you know, we'll be talking about some of the ways that you can add multiple layers. We'll talk about some of the layers over the course of upcoming shows. But this particular breach, again, it happened between October 16th and 19th. They actually didn't release this information until like 2 months later. And so this is something, and we've been seeing customers getting notices that there was a breach and that you need to change your passwords. Well, that's not the only thing that was exposed in some cases. This affected, by the way, 35.8 million customers with Xfinity. And so for some people, the data that was exposed included their name, contact information, account usernames and passwords, birth dates, parts of their social security numbers, which, by the way, in my opinion, Comcast has no business having your social security number. But if you don't give it to them, they may charge you more money, because that's one way that they calculate, well, is this person a good risk, or do we need to have them pay a deposit? Also, answers to your security questions. So just think about this. Some people out there, I know some of you listening, you have a difficult time remembering passwords. In fact, a lot of you listening have a difficult time of remembering passwords. And I can tell you that with so many usernames and passwords out there, it really would be impossible for anyone to remember all of their usernames and passwords. So what some people do is they use the same password at every website. And the big problem with that is that if a hacker discovers your username and password for one website, they will try that on other websites. So for instance, if they go to your Xfinity account and they say, well, this is your username and this is your password. Well, they'll also go over to Facebook and see if you're using the same password at Facebook. And if you are, well, guess what? Your friends are probably going to get links sent to them in messages that would infect their computer. or they might get messages sent to them that say that you're stuck in some foreign country and you need their help to get back, or you're trying to buy a gift for your wife and you need their help. Could they go out and buy an Amazon gift card for you? And of course, this, they're not buying it for you. They would be buying it for you, but it would go to the hackers and the scammers that got access to your account at another website and then gained access to your other accounts because you used the same username and password at multiple websites. Of course, also, if you use the same security questions and answers at multiple sites and your data was breached, then that would also be exposed. And so what do you do? And of course, you have birth dates here. You have parts of the Social Security number being exposed. So what would you do if this happened to you? And by the way, whatever is exposed, once it's exposed, it will actually be put on the dark web for sale, which means that any hacker can actually go there and buy that information, and they would then have all of that information from you. So once it's exposed, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you're not gonna be able to go to the hacker and say, "Pretty please, will you take it down?" You're not gonna be able to go there and, you know, once the cat's out of the bag, the cat is out of the bag. You're not gonna be able to do anything about that information being there. But what you should do and need to do is change your password and also go to any website that uses the same password and change that password as well, and change your security questions and answers. And if you're using the same security questions and answers at other websites, you're going to have to go there as well and change those. Well, how would you know what your security questions and answers are at your websites? Well, you would have to keep a record of that. You could write it down. Some people write it down in a book. Some people keep it in a Word file or an Excel file. If you do that, it really should be password protected. And you can password protect Word and Excel documents. We've shown how to do that on this show. A better way of doing it, in my opinion, is to use a password manager. A password manager actually has the ability and gives you the ability to actually go in and create unique and complex passwords for every single site. Meaning unique, meaning that you only use that password at one site, and complex, meaning that it's using a random mix of uppercase letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters. So we're not talking about using your dog's name and your date of birth. We're not talking about using your name and your date of birth, or your wife's name and your date of birth, or your wife's name and her date of birth, or your husband's name and his date of birth, or part of your birth year and her birth year, or your birth year and his birth year. You get the picture. Some people use their grandkids' names. You're not going to do anything that a hacker could, you know, if they knew your wife's name or your husband's name or your date of birth, don't you think they're going to try to use that? I mean, don't you think that they know that people do that type of stuff? They do know that. So you want a complex password that actually, what it would do is it would just randomly create uppercase letters, lowercase letters, numbers, special characters, a mixture of those. You could set it for 10 characters. You could set it for 20 characters. You could set it for 30 characters, however many characters you want. And you don't have to remember it. The only password you have to remember is the password to get into the password protection program. And you can also protect access to that program through MFA, that stands for multi-factor authentication. So you're going to actually log in with a username, your MFA code, and your password. The company that we use for password protection, you actually are doing that. You're actually giving them your username. The next screen, you're giving them the MFA code. So you have to give the MFA code before you get to the password. And that helps protect your password so that, you know, hackers, if it were the other way, then a hacker could guess your password. And if they get past that to the MFA, they know what your password is. But in this case, you have to get the MFA code. How do you get an MFA code? Well, it's either texted to you or emailed to you, or it comes through an authenticator app like the Microsoft Authenticator or the Google Authenticator that changes the code, a six-digit code that changes every 30 seconds. And you get this off of your phone. You have an app on your phone that provides this secure code. And what this does, what MFA does, is it guarantees or it verifies, it adds an extra layer of protection to determine or to make sure that you are who you say you are when you log in, that someone else didn't just get a hold of your password and isn't able to get in there and log in. The account or the company we use also has password protection encryption so that your passwords are actually encrypted so that even the employees of the company can't get into see your passwords, which is not the case in all companies. And one of the things that we have shown in the past, there was a major breach at a password protection company, and that breach actually led to the exposure of millions of usernames and passwords that were stored in the vault because that company allowed the employees to have access to customers' passwords. And so the company we use doesn't have that. They have strong encryption where even the employees can't see your passwords. You can see them. If you are a business or an organization, a medical office, whatever, you can actually, as an employer, you actually have some control. If you have an employee that leaves, this is one thing that we run into quite often. Someone leaves, we get a frantic phone call. Hey, get into their computer, make sure you save all their passwords. Well, all you have to do with this is you log in, we log into the portal, and we can transfer that account over to another employee's account so that that other employee then has access to that person's passwords and that other person doesn't have access to it anymore. So those types of things happen in organizations and in businesses. Sometimes they even happen in churches and ministries and nonprofits where you have changeover, and sometimes that changeover is hostile. And you want to make sure that you get in and protect those accounts and that the passwords aren't deleted. So by the way, there is a feature in this software also. It's an additional feature that you can get that actually checks your usernames and passwords against the dark web. If there's a username and password on the dark web, you're notified so that you can go change that and also change any other.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is Pro-Life Legislative Guidelines, the Biblical Framework for Pro-Life Legislation.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com, Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solve computer problems.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.